Thanks for tuning in to Real Talk with Michelle, the podcast about purpose, where we discuss what it truly means to live your best life now. Hi, guys. On this week's episode of the Real Talk with Michelle podcast, I am talking about some of the good and unexpected things that come from divorce. If you or someone you know has been through preparing to or is currently going through divorce, this episode is for you. You do not want to miss this episode, so get comfy, settle in, and enjoy the show. Hi, guys. Welcome back. This is the Real Talk with Michelle podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is episode number 84, Real Talk about the silver linings of divorce. Okay. Listen, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. I see you. I'm so grateful for you. Let's jump right into the content this week. Real talk about the silver linings of divorce. Divorce is not a happy time. It's not. It's awful. It feels terrible. You know you're doing something good for yourself because you made this decision. You showed up for yourself, but we all know that like good things can come from it. So I just wanted to discuss some of those today because I've been getting a lot of feedback that it seems like being like, oh, this is so like, it's such a great thing. Like I'm hyping up divorce. I'm not hyping divorce, but I know that sometimes like it's the end. We've tried everything. It's all that we could do, or we're making the decision to choose ourselves or to get out of situations that are not good for us, unhealthy, abusive. Like there's so many, the spectrum is big and wide on why you needed to get divorced. But I know for me, out of those tough times, I found things that were, I was like, okay, this is good. One of those things is that you can focus on your dreams and your goals. I know that we get so caught up when we're married and in marriage things and our partner, making sure our lives run. Women get so wrapped up in it, maybe even more than men. We get wrapped up into home life and things like that. And I really feel like when I got divorced, I was able to focus on myself and the things that I put on the back burner that I love to do. The things that I do now, I don't see myself, like even having a podcast, I don't see myself ever really having a podcast because it didn't fit into my life then. There was no time for me to do those things. And I love doing this. This is something that became actualized and realized in the year after my divorce because I started to focus on things that I like to do. Another one of those things is that you can reinvent yourself. Look at me, y'all. I used to be bald. Okay. I probably will still do it again. But the thing about it is, I got to change it up, switch it up, change your look, do something that makes you feel better, reinvent yourself, do all those things that you love that you did not get a chance to actualize when you were married. I think it's good for us to switch it up a little bit, change your look, change the things that you like, go to different places, reinvent yourself. You get to become a new person. You are a new person because you're no longer that person that you were when you were married. Number three, you can start dating again. Okay. The elusive dating. When I'm talking to my clients a lot, it's kind of, we discuss how to get back out there. And dating in the year 2022 is very special. There's apps. Like when I first got divorced, I feel like I hopped in the dating apps for a little while. I'm not a dating app person. I just have too much personality to be expressed inside of texting back and forth. Like, you got to go out with me. You got to talk to me. I have energy to bring to something like that. And so I meet people out. Dating apps just weren't for me. I meet people out. I think I went on one date in the dating app and I was like, no. But We do get to date again. Get spicy, get dressed up for date night. Like, that's just one of the silver linings I found. I thought it was cool. You can reconnect with friends and make new ones. I know, I saw my friends a lot because I was my friends were getting married around the same time, so we were like, we had couple like friendships or whatever, so I definitely got to see my friends, still interact with my friends, but it became another level of opening myself up when I got divorced, because I'm like, okay, when you get divorced, you do, like, one of the bad downsides is you do kind of lose some of your couple friends because they really hung out with you because, you know, you were married and you guys could do stuff together. And sometimes that doesn't mesh when you become a single woman again. Like, maybe people don't want you around. I don't get the logic, but it happens. But it also gave me the opportunity to make more friends, different friends, moving in and out of circles. And I thought that that was really awesome. And the friends that I already had, our relationship shifted a little bit, but they got to make friends with a new Michelle. The one, not the one from before I got married either, not the one that was married. And now it's like the divorced Michelle. I have different ideologies. I have different things that I'm into. Get to know me now. And it was good. Like, I got to make new friends and lost the ones that I didn't need, to be honest. Another silver lining of divorce is you realize how strong you are. Through some of those situations, and like even with some of my clients I speak to, you get a chance to really, it's difficult. The divorce is difficult. Like separating of things, switching bank accounts, like your relationship with your children, everything, all the other family members, losing things that you once held dear to you. When you come out of that and then you start to really self-actualize again, I think it's beautiful because I realized deep down inside that I have an unshakable need and want to continuously better myself, to learn from situations that I've been through. And I came out a stronger, more fierce, vulnerable, open person. And I was just like, dang, you're like, I'm badass. Like, okay. Because what might hurt me, I don't live in hurt and I grow from it. So that is one big major silver lining of divorce. And another one that kind of ties into that is like, you get your freedom. And not saying that we were, you know, ball and chain to people, but you know, you get to explore your life in a more open sense. Like, you're your own person. I feel like when you get that kind of freedom again for yourself, it's very liberating. Number seven is financial independence. Listen, sharing accounts with people, having to pool your money together, having to do all that thing is wonderful. It's great for building and growing, but getting your finances back to yourself, really figuring out like how to move differently now that you don't have two incomes is a wonderful thing. I think I learned a lot about the way that I deal with money outside of my marriage. And, you know, it's not always in the best ways, but I'm making it work. I'm making it work. I enjoy the financial freedom of it. Another one is you have more control over your life and your living space. It took me long to make this list because I realized a lot of this stuff immediately, but I live a certain way and I like to live a certain way. I'm very, very tidy. And sometimes living with somebody else, you get to see like people just, you know, people have their own little quirks. And Just let me clean up. Okay, let me clean up around you. Let me make the house okay. And don't freak out that I'm like a crazy neat freak, but I like to have control over my living space, what the temperature is in there, when it's hot, when it's cold, when it's not, when it's air off, when it's how the refrigerator is organized, how I like my things is super important to me. So when I got divorced, like having the house be completely controlled by me, I kind of liked it. Improved self confidence and self-esteem. And I know that, some of us come from being in situations where we're not being built up, and I learned more about who I was and how I admitted when I got out of my marriage. And I really became like a more embodied, more self-expressive, more out there person, if that was even possible, because I was already like that, but I became more like that. And for me, it's such an amazing feeling to realize, like, dang, I'm kind of cute. And like, yeah, I'm gonna switch up my look and I'm going to step out into the world like I want to be moving forward. That one, major, major, major for me. Another one, silver lining of divorce that I found was I got another chance to find what my ideal of currently is true happiness. I am in another relationship, and I believe that spirit, universe, God sends us the right people on our path. And like I told you many times before, that I was like fresh out of my marriage and right into a toxic situationship that really busted open like my ideals again about what I need for myself and what I don't require from other people and what I don't want in my life. And I really got to reframe, like, what does happiness mean for me? Like, in each sector of my life, down from work, family, what I do for fun, like every part of my life, my relationships, my friendships, what brings harmony and all those things and makes me happy without having to like factor in other people at all. Like, what makes Michelle happy? What makes my clients happy? It's one thing that I really try to drive home is like, you have to figure out what happiness means to you, period. Solo dolo, not with anybody else. And that's big. It's a really, really big thing. But now that I'm in a more conscious partnership with my partner, I get to see like what really makes a successful relationship for me and what I need from someone and like what I don't need. I came out of codependent relationships. Baby, I don't need nobody on me all day long. I don't need somebody checking up and after me all the time. I like my freedom. I like my independence. I like my autonomy, baby. I'm my own person. And I just think that that's a silver lining of divorce, is getting to try again, getting to start again, getting to figure out like what you like, what makes you happy. Big, major. It's a big thing. Another one, this is number 11, and it ties kind of into the previous one. Figure out what you really enjoy. You get a chance to shape and rebuild your life. Not everybody gets to do this. Not everybody even wants to, honestly. But you get to figure out what you really love, what you really enjoy, what you want to be, what you want, build your dream life, however that looks, because we're all different. We're all different. You don't have to want to be a millionaire. You don't even have to want to, be involved in the money structure at all. You do what you got to do. You go to work, you do your 9 to 5, and you come home and you just like to chill and watch TV. Like, you get to say, like, these are the things that I like to do, and do them for yourself. Number 12 in the silver lining of divorce, have a more, you get to have a more personal relationship with your kids. Big, major. You get to get close to them in another way. I know that sometimes kids have a hard time with divorce. Sometimes they understand that mom and dad just don't work. But the way that you can move forward in that relationship with your children is going to be major. You get to build different types of trust with them and get them to understand you more now as a parent versus it having to be like you and your husband all the time. I think restructuring of all our relationships, even with your kids or other family members, friends, whatever, you get to have a more personal one-on-one relationship with people. And that's a major one. This one, major peace of mind, baby. Like, there is nothing like the peace that comes from not having to do anything really for anyone except yourself. It's peaceful. Like, my life is so peaceful now that I'm out of like the turmoil, the fighting, the arguing, the all of that. Like, I don't really do a lot of that in my new relationship because when I have a problem, I can't hold it in anymore. I cannot hold it in anymore. I got to discuss it. I give it time too. Like, I don't just jump into it. I think about it. I think about like what triggers made things happen. But my life is peaceful. I made it like this, but it's peaceful as heck. Okay. I love it. I love it here. I love it here. Sorry. I was going through a lot of stuff. So to have peace of mind, just, you know, sometimes my nervous system is still like, girl, let's start some stuff. Let's start a fight. No, let's not start a fight. Let's not start a fight, Michelle. Let's stay chill. This is number 14 in the silver linings of divorce. Moving on from there. This is my number one. It really could have been number one, but these aren't in any particular order. You remember that you are more than just a wife, okay? You are more than just that. You have your autonomy back. I am Michelle, okay? I am not someone's wife. This is new for me. I'm not, you know, I'm just me, okay? And I get to do this for myself, decide who I am, what I wanna do, where I wanna go in the future, how I wanna shape my life. And it was important for me to come out of like these roles, like, so coming out of the role of wife, which is, listen, beautiful. I'm not telling you that you should never want to be a wife again, but I'm telling you, like, now that this relationship has dissolved, now that you can come out of here, heal yourself, be ready for another partner, because sometimes we're always jumping right back into things. And listen, I did get another relationship within like a few, maybe started dating this person. It was really quick, but also I knew that this was medicine for me. I already knew. God, spirit, universe, your insight, like, they send me quick medicine. And I realize when quick medicine is here for me, but I needed to hop out of the role of wife and hop into the role of learning who Michelle is as a person so that I could get into a more conscious partnership with someone, get into healthier friendships, get into my life and how I could be most successful moving forward. And that's a really, really big one for me. There was a lot of healing and a lot of growth that had to happen. A lot of breaking of awful, awful habits that I had for myself. And I'm grateful for that. I'm so grateful for that. And it's a tough thing to do. And that's why I wanted to bring some silver linings out of divorce, because I'm not, like I said, I am not a proponent of it unless it's something that, you know, you've made this decision, you made this choice for yourself, you're going through it or you're out of it. And now you're like, what the heck do I do from here? Like, so I just wanted to point out like 14 good things, good silver lining things that come out of divorce. Guys, I am really excited to share this content. I'm really excited to just pivot in this part of my life and really share what I've been learning with my community, with people that are like me, that are going through situations that are hard, that are tough. Trust me, you can get on the other side of that. I'm a certified life coach specializing in life after divorce. I help newly divorced women find their inner power, jumpstart their new lives, and get back to their happiness. I still want to do my section where I tell you something I'm grateful for, because let me tell you, like, God has been magical in my life as of late. Like, things that should bother me, things that should worry me, things I should feel wild about, I really learned how, like, not to worry, and God has been showing up for me in, like, major ways. Today I am grateful for the way money is, like, attracted to me. Okay, like, it comes to me. Like, I don't have to do a whole lot to get it. It comes to me. It's attracted to me. God sends it to me. I do the right things with my money, and I'm grateful that money can find me. Like, I'm here. It shows up for me. I'm so grateful for that. Look around me. Look at all this growth and this green, like the flowers. Like, I feel full, and I'm grateful for that. I don't have a guest gratitude for this week, so we won't do a guest gratitude, but I'm just filled with love today. I'm filled with love today. I'm glad that I can share with my ladies and a few gents that tell me they find the divorce content helpful. And so I just want to thank you guys for tuning in, and I'm so grateful for you. This is the Real Talk with Michelle podcast. This is episode number 84, Real Talk about the Silver Linings of Divorce. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you guys again soon. Hi guys. One more thing before you go. Please make sure to rate, subscribe, and review the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also catch up on the podcast on YouTube at the same name, Real Talk with Michelle. Make sure to hit the notification button to be notified when new episodes go up. You can like our Facebook page, Real Talk with Michelle, and give us a follow on Instagram at Real Talk with Michelle. You can also leave voice notes in Anchor. And if you'd like to send in your guest gratitudes, or you'd like to be featured on a future episode, or you have topic suggestions, you can email realtalkwithmichelle@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can at www.anchor.fm, that's F as in Frank and M as in Mary, /realtalkwithmichelle/support. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Real Talk with Michelle. I am so grateful for you. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.